You may have heard already that Patty Andrews has died. She was the last surviving member of the hugely popular 1940s trio, the Andrews Sisters.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you, I was lonesome.
Well, we have a brief footnote to that news.
It's an Only in America tale of how three Minnesota sisters of Norwegian-Greek heritage came to have a huge hit with a Yiddish song, and it came to them by way of two African-American performers.
By Mir Bist Duchesne was issued in 1937.
And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By Mir Bist Duchesne, please let me explain. By Mir Bist Duchesne means you're grand.
Sholem Sikander wrote the song in 1932 for a Yiddish theater musical called I Would If I Could, with lyrics by Jacob Jacobs.
That's ethnomusicologist Cheryl Kaskowitz. She says the song lived on after the show closed. Jewish-American hotel guests in New York's Catskill Mountains were taken by it.
And so was a black singing duo known as Johnny and George. They took By Mir Bist Duchesne to the stage of the Apollo Theater in Harlem, performing it in the original Yiddish.
There, songwriters Sammy Kahn and Lou Levy heard it, loved it. They brought it to the attention of Decca Records, where the Andrews were just getting started.
The Andrews sisters were going to record it in Yiddish, and they were apparently beginning to do that, to record it in Yiddish. And the story goes that the president of Decca, Jack Kapp, came rushing into the recording studio, telling them to stop and saying that he didn't want to make a race record and that it needed to be in English.
Sammy Kahn quickly wrote English lyrics and a gold record was born. By Mir Bist Duchesne was a B-side, the back of the record featuring Nice Work If You Can Get It by George and Ira Gershwin. But that B-side became the Andrews Sisters' first hit.
It did the original composer little good. Sholem Sikander had sold the tune for just $30, and he later reflected on that decision.
I thought that $30 was a pretty good sum of money for a song that's not doing anyway. So I thought, all right, give me the $30, here's the song.
In 1961, the copyright expired, and the rights reverted to Sikander and Jacobs.
They finally got more than $30 for the song that launched the phenomenal career of Patty Andrews and her two sisters.
I could say Bella.